You go away for 3 weeks. You hope that some of the nation's problems will be solved or at least ameliorated in your absence.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
You return to find not only our shores besieged by sharks and our interior by black bears, but human intelligence unequal to keeping our nation on course domestically or internationally. President Bush and Congress have apparently been unable to use their holidays to bring us any closer to coping with the disappearing budget surplus and the shaky economy. The fading rosy revenue scenario portends a series of fights in Congress about money for the budget year looming in less than a month, with none of the required 13 departmental appropriations yet enacted. Who knows what will happen to Social Security, Medicare, drugs, patient protection. A series of specific issues remain unresolved. The vexing question of financing stem cell research, as questions arise in Congress about whether the Bush compromise of existing stem cell lines will work. The revamping of our military remains stymied, except that President Bush is forging ahead on missile defense, no matter what Russia and China do to thwart it. Mexican immigrants and Mexican trucks remain in contention. In the Middle East, I expected no miracle in my absence, and there was none. But I did hope that the World Conference Against Racism, Discrimination, and Intolerance would at least not lead to exacerbated racism and intolerance. And finally, I'd hoped, though not with great confidence, that the Congressman Gary Condit scandal would recede at long last from the media's radar screen. No luck. Stimulated by the ABC Connie Chung interview, which I managed to miss, Condit remains very much with us starting the fall season. I have found very little better than it was when I left 3 weeks ago. This is Daniel Shore.